Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach and CEO of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's September 26th or 27th, depending on when you're listening to this. The summer flew by, but my God, what great weather we're having. It's great in New England when you have those more summery type days as fall approaches. So we'll begin. As everybody knows, I'm a huge baseball fan, and it was very sad and to hear of Yogi Berra's passing, although he obviously led a long life, 90 years old, I think. And, of course, many people don't realize what a great baseball player he was. It's not just the Yogiisms, you know, it ain't over till it's over and those types of things, but he participated in 10 World Series champion teams, number one. Number two, he always played. Nowadays, the players need their rest, but when he wasn't catching, he was playing left field, and he was a tremendous hitter. And one of the things he was known for was having sort of an unorthodox strike zone, as in no strike zone, because the ball could be in the dirt or over his head, and he could still get a hit. So very, very accomplished baseball player, and probably one of the top five Yankees of all time with, you know, Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig and Mickey Mantle, and a lot of experts place him ahead of Derek Jeter. It's hard to obviously compare eras, but in any event, so that's Yogi Berra. And he, and by the way, he actually was a half-decent manager. He managed the Yankees, and he also managed the Mets into a World Series. They didn't win it, but he was a lot smarter than what people make him out to be. And speaking of smart, there is a smart person with me this weekend who sounds smart and doesn't have yogiisms, and that's Dr. Shannon Mills, who's been with me many years now at Northeast Delta Dental and loves the Concord area and participates in a lot of community events. Shannon, thank you for joining me the 26th and 27th.
Well, it's my pleasure, Tom. Always good to be here.
Now, did you bike over here? I know that you're into that now.
I am, but not today. It was a little tight at work, so.
Okay. So in any event, we have been promoting and communicating a brand new program. It's actually not that new anymore, called Health Through Oral Wellness. And, of course, those of you that have listened to our show know that we've had Jody Hiddle, our Vice President of Sales and Marketing, talk about it. We've had Heather Brown talk about it, and she's the manager of Oral Wellness Solutions, and of course Dr. Mills himself. And I think it's probably important to just basically start with the premise of Health Through Oral Wellness and why we feel that the time has come for a more customized dental program for employees of an employer, as opposed to the sort of the standard, you know, 180-50 plan. That's just jargon, but for the listening audience, that means, you know, 100% of preventative is covered, 80% of fillings, and like 50% of crowns, but the two cleanings a year and things like that. So Health Through Oral Wellness takes it to the next level. So could you tell us about that program?
I sure can, Tom. You know, one of the things, a watchword today is diversity. We talk a lot about diversity, and a lot of times we mean cultural or ethnic or racial diversity or gender diversity. But the fact is that any given population has an enormous amount of diversity in the level of risk that an individual has for different diseases, whether it's diabetes or heart disease or gum disease or tooth decay. So recognizing that, traditional dental plan designs that have been around, you know, for half a century or so, have kind of looked at everybody being the same. And so the plan designs were built around finding a sweet spot where we could provide enough care, the right care to people as best we could, and still make it work from the business perspective. And you know what? It hasn't done a bad job. We know that people that get dental insurance are indeed healthier from a dental standpoint, and presumably, knowing what we know now from a medical standpoint, than people who don't go to the dentist with any degree of frequency. But what we decided to do, could we look at a way to deliver care that recognizes that diversity in the population? And that's what we built Health Through Oral Wellness around. So if we can figure out what each individual's risk is for a disease by some means or another, we can perhaps provide care to them that better matches their individual needs. So that's what we built it on.
And of course, it's going to be transformational, but it's going to take some time because, just again, I don't want to bore our listening audience, but the first thing is the thousands of group employers that we have as Delta Dental customers in New Hampshire, Maine, and Vermont. First, they need to sign up for the program, and we've been doing that on renewal. In group insurance, just for the listening audience, basically the way it works is your employer renews with Northeast Delta Dental once a year, basically either on January 1st, February 1st, March 1st, et cetera, all the way through December 1st. So the first thing we've had to do in 2015 is to, when we're renewing our business, is to get the group to sign on to HOW, which is the acronym for Health, Rural, Wellness, which most have, but of course, we're only in September right now, so we have to get a few more months in, and some groups have opted out because of union contracts and stuff. Then the second part of it is once the employer signs up, the employees of the employer need to then register and sign up, and we've facilitated that. And then finally, of course, we have to make sure every dentist or most dentists have also registered. So in terms of the dental community, Shannon, since you are a dentist, how has the dental community received the HOW program? And number two, how is Heather Brown doing with, you know, signing up the dentists?
Well, we're really pleased with the results so far. What we do is there's an electronic risk assessment tool, and like so many things today, it lives in the cloud. And it's provided by a vendor that we work with. And that tool, we're providing it at absolutely no cost to all of the dentists in our region who treat Northeast Delta Dental patients. Now, the acceptance of that tool is critical because if the dentists don't have it, they can't assess the clinical risk of their patients for, again, tooth decay, gum disease. And we also ask them to assess them for oral cancer. So it's an educational thing, and it also helps drive the benefits. So they can't do it if they don't have it, but the uptake has been excellent. And in New Hampshire, we're working on having more than half the dentists have the tool on hand, and many of them are already starting to submit the risk assessments. In fact, some of you in the listening audience today may have had the experience already going to your office, getting a risk assessment, a pre-visor oral health information suite risk assessment, and discussing that with your hygienist and your dentist, and trying to understand better, you know, how you can work together to get your best possible oral health.
And having recently had a cleaning with my dentist, it was actually very exciting to go through that risk assessment. You know, you sit down briefly, you know, with your hygienist, and you answer some questions as she kind of goes through the screen. It's very efficient. You get a beautiful printout, because I think that old adage, Shannon, there's a reason why these adages develop over time, but a picture's worth a thousand words, and you get your provisor score. And of course, if you do in fact need that third cleaning a year, or a fluoride varnish, or if you smoke and you need tobacco cessation counseling or something like that, it will be reimbursable if your employer has HOW through Northeast Delta Dental, and if your dentist and yourself are registered. So it's very simple process, takes a few more minutes, but definitely I think is help educating both the patient, but also is helping the hygienist and the practicing dentist with some database information to show the patient this is why maybe you need that third cleaning.
Well, that's also something that's really important about this, is that many of us who go to the, you know, medical providers regularly, well, we know what our blood pressure is. We know if you've got, you know, prediabetes, you may know what your hemoglobin A1C or your serum cholesterol numbers are. Those numbers are really helpful. The physician shares those with you because he can then track from visit to visit whether you're getting better, getting worse, and you're improving your health. Well, we've never had anything like that really for oral health until now, and now we do have that. You'll end up, when you get the risk assessment, with a little numerical score. Well, here's the nice thing. You can track over time how you're performing, and a lot of that's what the dentist does, but even more of it is what you're able to do at home, whether it's brushing or flossing or changing your diet in a way that lowers your risk for these diseases. So that's why it's important. Also, it helps reinforce and engage people to be part of the team to improve oral health.
Now, I also want to make it clear to the listening audience, while the reimbursement part of the extra cleaning and so forth is based on the score, and you would get that if you're a Delta Dental subscriber, and again, if your group has the program, But Shannon, aren't we also trying to encourage all of our dentists to use the Provisor regimen for all of their patients? We're really trying to make Provisor and the OHIS, you might want to explain what that is, what the acronym stands for, almost to be like the Microsoft of the dental insurance industry. So maybe you can explain that.
Sure, Tom. Thanks for bringing that up, that point up. Yeah, Oral Health Information Suite is the brand name of the product, but we just often call it the clinical or the oral health risk assessment for the office. Well, you make a great point. We've said to the dentist that you're not restricted. This isn't something you can only use on Delta Dental patients. We want people to actually use it on all of their patients because it's a useful clinical tool. And, you know, we don't want to be parochial or, you know, close to our vests because people who the information is useful whether or not Delta Dental provides an extra cleaning or an adult fluoride varnish or not.
So, in effect, we're trying to make this the universal standard. And one way we're doing it, isn't it not true, Shannon, the OHIS is really where we are basically giving that away or Provisor right. is to every dentist.
Right. And by the way, not just dentists that are here in New Hampshire, but we're providing it for any dentist anywhere in the country or, in fact, anywhere in the world who treats a Northeast Delta Dental, even one Northeast Delta Dental patient.
And isn't it also not true, even if you're not a Delta Dental subscriber, but you're a citizen that is concerned about oral health and wants mm-hmm. that you can go on the healththroughoralwellness.com website, and that is the website, all one word, healththroughoralwellness.com, and you can get information even if you're not a Delta.
Right. And in fact, if you haven't been to the dentist or you just want to get an idea what your oral health status is, there's also a self-risk assessment on that website called MyDentalScore.com, and you can do that as well.
Perfect. After commercial break, we'll talk about MyDentalScore.com. Tom Raffio with Dr. Shannon Mills will return after commercial break. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. And this weekend with me, September 26th and 27th, is Dr. Shannon Mills. Before we bring Shannon back on to talk about health, rural wellness, and he was starting to talk about a program called MyDentalScore.com, I do want to mention upcoming in the next couple of weeks is the Grand State 10-miler. So you can Google that and hopefully register for that race. And the funds there go to the Boys and Girls Club of Concord. It's a great 10-mile race. It begins in the NHTI campus near the Grapponi Center and Nursing Center, and then you run all through Concord. And it's not an easy course, but it's a fun course. As I get older, I actually like the longer races because you just kind of put yourself in autopilot and you don't feel like you have to sprint 3.1 miles, which is what a 5K is. Also, of course, it is the sad news that Yogi Berra passed away, and it just kind of brings to mind another sort of interesting baseball player was Satchel Paige. And I read this great new book. It's called The Lists of an Eclectic Collection Deserving of a Wider Audience of Note, compiled by the author is named Sean Usher, U-S-H-E-R. And so it has a ton of famous people in the various lists that they maintained, and there's a couple I want to read. One from Satchel Paige, so, and I think people have heard this, but it reminded me a little bit of Yogi Berra. But what one of his lists, number 6, was "Don't ever look back. Someone might be gaining." And this is not for my running friends, but his number 5 on his list was "Avoid running at all times." And I'll pick another one. Shannon, maybe you would appreciate this, but if your stomach disputes you, lay down and pacify it with cool thoughts. Do you think that's good science, just to lay down if you have a stomach ache?
I actually think it might have some scientific merit, to tell you the truth.
Very good. Well, sometimes things come full circle, yeah. You know? And then, of course, I cannot resist, but Kurt Vonnegut was listed in here. And
one of my favorites.
Absolutely. Slaughterhouse-Five. Loved all of his books. And essentially, this is kind of inside baseball, no pun intended, but this is for my pal and running friend and great corporate coach at Northeast Delta Dental and great cross-country coach at NHTI. This is for Tom Walton because his wife Deb, who's a really great lady, makes him take off his shoes before he gets into the house. So Vonnegut's list number 2 was, I will not track dirt into the house needlessly by such means as not wiping my feet on the mat outside and by wearing my bedroom slippers to take out the garbage and other things. So we've all done that, right? We get lazy, right? Take out the garbage. Anyway, so that is for my pals, the Waltons, who I know if they're not managing a road race on a Saturday morning, they sometimes listen. So, but in any event, so let's get back to more serious business, oral health. So you were starting to... Well, we said that healthworldwellness.com is available. It's a website everybody can access, even if you're not a Delta Dental subscriber. That's correct.
Right. I first have to end your last section with just by saying, so it goes.
So it goes. Exactly.
So, we have two risk assessments. One's done by the dentist in the office. It's associated for those who have access to the benefits to their employer. That it can enhance benefits. But the other one is educational, and I think it's a really useful tool, and that's called MyDentalScore.com. And there's two versions, frankly. We'd like you to go to the one on our website at healththroughoralwellness.com. But if you just enter MyDentalScore.com, you can find another version of it, and it's fine. Same people make it. But what it does is it really helps you understand in a more meaningful and effective way what your risks are. And then it also provides you links to information that may help you understand how you can change that risk. You know, because if you've got a risk for gum disease, some of it's things you can't control. It may be genetics. But there are, for all of these conditions, things you can control, and you have to deal with the ones you can. It's sort of like the serenity prayer, you know, deal with the things that you can change.
Correct.
And that's what you have to do. Once you understand what those are, you can try to take control of the situation. And a lot of people for these diseases, they don't hurt right away. They don't hurt until they're a problem. Well, you know, that's not the way you want to be. You want to deal with these things before you're in the emergency room or calling your dentist up with an emergency or ending up with some kind of a denture or something that you'd really probably rather not have. So the key thing is once you understand that, you can take action. And we want everyone to take control of their own oral health.
So if you're listening to this show on Sunday as opposed to Saturday, so Sunday the 27th, you can skip church now because we've done the Serenity Prayer or so whatever. Okay.
Well, just paraphrase.
It said it like it is. So one of the things that has always sort of puzzled us, Shannon, is the fact, and we have all these statistics now, and people don't realize that as a CEO and as a vice president of the largest dental insurance company in Northern New England, we want people to go to the dentist. But even when employers pay for the premium, and more there's cost share, but even in those situations where an employer is 100% paying for the dental premium, we still have anywhere between 20 and 30% of the employees of the employer who just don't go to the dentist. So why do you think that is, and what do you think you and I and what can we do about that? Because obviously we want people to go to the dentist.
Well, you know, look at this as a pyramid. You could kind of see a pyramid. At the base of the pyramid, never underestimate the power of simple procrastination. So there's a certain amount of that as part of all of this. You know, some people still have negative memories from childhood or whatever, and they have phobias. You know, you got to get hold of that because putting off going typically doesn't pay off in the long run. And we got people that are just incredibly busy. We got people working multiple jobs. You know, Americans are the busiest people in the industrialized world. We work longer hours than anyone else. And sometimes finding the time to go is a real challenge. And, again, there's more than like everything else. We talked about diversity. There's a huge diversity of reasons why people don't go. But let's come back to the most important piece of this is that seeing the dentist at the appropriate interval, the dentist will help you figure out what that is. You know, for some people, it might be once a year. For some people, it might be four or more times a year. But figuring out what that is, which, by the way, let's go back to the other theme. It's based on risk. Your risk determines your frequency. Knowing that helps you get there. But again, Tom, I am sometimes, as you are, a bit at a loss to completely understand all the reasons why people don't use a benefit that your employee has fully paid for. I just want to encourage those of you in the audience that are putting off or have put off for some time, getting into the dental office, sit down and pick up the phone. Go to the Northeast Delta Dental Directory if you don't have a dentist. Find a dentist and get yourself in and get checked out.
So in your verbiage there, you said two things that I kind of want to comment on, and that's so true it's pay me now or pay me later. If you put it off and you end up with a toothache, And ultimately, if that tooth has to be removed, that's going to be a problem. It's obviously much better to retain your teeth and to have good oral health. So whether it's early childhood or almost any topic, it is pay me now or pay me later. The other thing, just as having nothing to do with dental, but you mentioned the fact that Americans are crazy busy. At a recent CEO group I was involved with, I just made the comment, and I actually referred to this in my book, There Are No Do-Overs, which, by the way, you can get at Gibson's, right near your house, Shannon, by
the way. That's true, Tom.
But anyway, but the Europeans think we're crazy, because when I talk to Europeans, because if you're at a party with a European, what they're talking about is their family, where they went vacation, like the month of August. What do we talk about? All the emails we're doing, and that we work 6 days a week, whatever. So I think that's something I kind of want to address. And of course, I'm a big offender of that myself, but I enjoy it because, you know, I enjoy it. But anyway, let's get back to dental and medical dental integration. What's the latest on sort of making sure that, physicians and dentists are facilitating conversations with each other?
Well, we still have a bit of work to do, but I think by and large the word is starting to get out. I actually just attended a lecture up in Vermont last week at their dental society.
Well, that's where I couldn't find you.
That's why you couldn't find me, Tom. Yeah, I wasn't goofing off.
Okay.
And we had one of the guys, top researchers in the world on this subject of the influence of particularly gum disease on oral health. And, you know, he went through the complicated immune system piece of it. But I think most people in the audience were really astounded, you know, to understand, to get a look in, you know, peel back the curtain and see how this works. But your immune system is really complicated. I think everybody knows that. And when you have gum disease, your body reacts to that disease in different ways, different individuals. But what it can do is it can have a profound impact and influence the course of heart disease, stroke, diabetes, and it can influence the course of pregnancies. And so ignoring this problem, which a lot of times people don't even know they have gum disease, ignoring this doesn't just result in ending up with losing a tooth. It could end up with much more serious consequences
if not
addressed. Absolutely.
Exactly. And can you give us a 30-second update on the University of New England new dental school that we helped fund, and it wouldn't be there without us? I think it's the third year, so the students are about ready to embark on their profession, I guess.
Well, they are rolling in now to clinic, and my understanding is that they're off to a roaring start. They've got an absolute – we were fortunate this last summer to be able to tour the facility, Tom, you and I.
It was beautiful.
And it was really impressive. It is fully state-of-the-art. They have mannequins that simulate patients.
And the most relevant thing for our audience is, and there are many students from New Hampshire that we're hoping will settle in New Hampshire and parts of New Hampshire where there's certainly enough dentists between Nashua and Concord, but as you get to the North Country, there's a little bit of a shortage. And so one of the theories of the dental school was accepting students who are into, you know, serving the community. So hopefully we'll see that. Now, I know that you're a great natural selection person. So Charles Darwin, I'm going to just end with this, which is he said about visiting relatives, forced to visit relatives, but terrible loss of time. Would you agree with that?
That depends on the relative.
That's true.
Okay.
Anyway, we'll talk with Shannon again about natural selection. Anyway, healthruralwellness.com. Please visit it. Tom Raffio, please return next week with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.